This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. This spring, a Mesa County court will relitigate one of Western Colorado's most notorious trials. James Genrick was convicted in 1993 for a string of pipe bombings that killed two people. He's been granted a new trial after spending more than three decades in prison. This comes after attorneys from the Innocence Project proved that a key piece of evidence used in his conviction was based on debunked forensic science. Genrick's retrial is set for April 13th and is scheduled to last 5 weeks. Colorado is currently experiencing some of the highest rates of flu activity in the country. Ken Lin-Kyu, a critical care physician at National Jewish Health in Denver, says some context is needed.
What we've noticed in recent years is that with the introduction of COVID into the mix, we've had these changes in what we consider normal numbers. When we were taking precautions against COVID, one of the things we saw was that flu numbers plummeted. Our regular patterns of influenza, which usually start a little later in the year, particularly in Colorado, we usually start right around Christmas time versus before Christmas time, which is what we've had this year. Because of that, our numbers have always, you know, they've been a little more up and down and unstable and a little harder to predict.
Nearly 800 people were hospitalized with the flu at the start of the new year. The state is expected to release update numbers tomorrow. In Vail, mostly clear for the rest of the day with lows tonight in the teens. Tomorrow, clouds build with snow forecast by the afternoon, and snow is likely from then through Saturday afternoon. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.